请坐。
Please be seated.
我们从打开罗马书第八章。
Shall we open to the book of Romans chapter 8?
我们就从第九节一直念到第十一节。
Reading from verse 9 to 11.
我们从第九节念到第十一节。
Reading from verse 9 to 11.
一同开声来读。
Shall we read aloud together?
罗马书第八章第九节到第十二节。如果上帝的灵住在你们心里，你们就不是肉体，乃是圣灵。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。基督若住在你们心里，身体就因罪而死，心灵却因义而活。然而叫耶稣死的从死里复活的灵若住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵，使你们必死的身体又活过来。我们再读第十二一直到第十六节，我们今天不一定能讲到这一段。
Verses 12 to 16.
先读这一段的。
We'll read together.
弟兄们，这样看来，我们并不是欠肉体的债，其顺从肉体活着。你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵的死，致死身体的恶性，必要活着。因为凡被圣灵引导的，都是上帝的儿子。你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧惧怕；所受的乃是儿子的心。因此我们呼叫阿爸父，圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是上帝的儿女。我们就读到这个地方。
We stop reading at verse number 16.
我们再次低头祷告。
Come on, time we pray.
请李博士带领我们做一个祷告。
Father, as we come before you, we thank you because as we open your book and open your word, may you also open our heart with the working of the Holy Spirit. Lead us into the understanding of your truth and let your truth transform our life and we have a living that's going to glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. 我们上一次已经讲了前一段关于我们应当顺从圣灵而不是顺从肉体。
The last we have already expounded on the passage that we should obey to the Spirit and not to our own spirit.
也就是说，一个基督徒到底应当是受肉体的这个罪性所引导，或者被圣灵在我们生命中间的引导。
Meaning, as a Christian, should we be led by the sinful nature or be led by the Holy Spirit?
你说我当然更喜欢被圣灵引导。
You say, all the more I want to be led by the Holy Spirit.
你怎么可能被圣灵引导管制你的生命？
Then how can you have the Holy Spirit to guide you and to just be under control in your life?
除非你真正有一个新的地位。
Unless you have a new position.
这个地位就是圣灵已经住在你的里面。
The new position is that the Holy Spirit is dwelling in you.
圣灵到底怎样才住在一个人心中？
Then how the Holy Spirit dwells in our heart?
有圣灵住在我们里面跟没有圣灵住在我们里面有什么分别？
What's the difference with the Holy Spirit dwelling in us and not in us?
圣灵是上帝的灵。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
是三位一体的第三个位格。
And the second person of the Godhead.
怎么可能上帝变成住在我的里面？
How can God dwell within me?
如果你说我住在上帝里面，我很容易了解。
You see that I dwell in God is easy to understand.
上帝住在我的里面，我怎么了解？
But for God to dwell within me, how can I understand?
这就是圣经里面很重要的一个教训。
This is a very important teaching of the Bible.
这是从创世以来神所要做的工作。
Ever since the creation, this is the work God wants to do.
圣父赐下圣子。
That God the Holy Spirit, God the Father has given the Son.
对全人类最大的礼物。
That's the biggest gift to all mankind.
上帝把他的独生子赐给他们。
That God's only Son has given to us.
使基督可以成为肉身，在肉身中为我们定了罪案。
So that Christ in flesh condemned sin in the flesh.
使我们这些肉体软弱没有办法在律法的面前遵行神命令的人。
So the we who are weak before the commandment and cannot influence the obey to the commandment,
可以借着成了肉身的基督，他为我们承担了律法的咒诅，为我们遵行了律法的要求，为我们成全了神公义的审判。
But through the incarnated Christ, he has showed upon himself the curse and also the judgment of the laws where we cannot obey.
所以当神的公义的这个审判在基督里面得到成全的时候，
So when the righteous judgment of God upon Christ Jesus has been fulfilled,
基督从死里复活，
Christ Jesus resurrected from
the dead, 成全了 上帝对人类的救赎的计划
，and also has accomplished the salvific plan of God in us，
圣子升天
，so when the Son has ascended，
圣灵就赐下来
，and the Holy Spirit is given，
所以呢，上帝把第二个位格赐下来，是对全人类最大的恩典。
So the second person of God has been given to us, the greatest gift of God to us。
圣子成全了人类救赎的这个恩典，回去以后
，and after the Son has accomplished salvation and ascended into heaven，
上帝把圣灵，也就是第三个位格赐下来。
God has given Holy Spirit, which is the third person of the Triune God，
神对教会最大的礼物
，and that's the greatest gift that God has given to the church。
而圣灵不是整体性的，在整个教会中间的存在而已
，and Holy Spirit does not only dwell in the church。
圣灵更是个别性的，住在每一个真基督徒的心里。
But on all Christians who are true Christians individually, He dwells within us。
耶稣没有升天以前
，before Christ Jesus ascended to heaven，
甚至他没有死以前
，even before His death，
他已经把这个教义赐下来。
He has given this doctrine。
所以呢，约翰福音第十四章一直到第十六章。
And that's why John chapter 14 until 16
是基督没有死以前所赐下最重要的圣灵论的一个最中心的教训的地方。
That's before Christ's death. That's the most important passage talking about the doctrine of the Holy Spirit.
我若不去，圣灵就不死下来。
If I do not go, the Holy Spirit will not come.
圣灵赐下来
，When Holy Spirit is given，
他要荣耀我。
You want to glorify me？
圣灵赐下来
，Holy Spirit is given，
要叫你们想起我对你们所讲的话。
So they recall。Like whatever has spoken to you，
圣灵赐下来
，Holy Spirit is given，
引导你们进入一切的真理
，to guide you into all truth，
圣灵赐下来
，the Holy Spirit is given，
住在你们心里
，to dwell in your heart，
直到永远
，and forever and ever，
从来在旧约里面没有这样清楚的教训。
In the Old Testament, there's no such clear teaching of this.
当圣子到地上来的时候
，So when the Son of God comes,
他要成全救恩上十字架的前夕。
Before just he accomplished salvation to go to the cross,
他把这个应许讲出来了。
He has spoken this promise of God.
我不但与你们同在这些年
，Not only I'm with you for the 3 years and half.
我去以后，另外一位保惠师要赐下来。
But when I go, the other Counselor, Comforter will come.
他们就住在你们的心里。
He will dwell in your heart.
他要与你们同在
，He'll be with you，
这么永永远远
，and until forevermore。
现在圣子在地上不过33年
，So the Son of Man live only about three and a half years on earth。
圣灵从天上赐下来，与圣徒同在，居在圣徒心中。直到永永远远
，The Holy Spirit is given to us and dwelling in our hearts as Christians forever and ever。
这也是基督教与所有的宗教最大的不同的地方之一。
And that is also one of the greatest difference of Christianity and other religions。
一个真正的基督徒
，Because a true Christian，
你怎么知道他是基督徒
？How do you know he is a Christian？
一定有上帝的灵住在他里。
Because God's Spirit dwells in him。
三位一体的上帝
，The Triune God，
第一个位格赐下第二个位格
，The first person is given a second person。
第二个位格成就了第一个位格所定的救赎计划
，And the second person has accomplished the plan which is fixed by the first person。
回到父那里去
，When he ascended to the Father。
接下来第一个位格跟第二个位格把第三个位格赐下给教会
，And the first and the second person of Triune God has given the third person Holy Spirit to us the church。
给教会
，To give it to the church。
谁是教会
？Who is the church？
教会不是礼拜堂
，The church is not a building。
教会不是建筑物
，It is not just a building。
教会不是宗教的组织
，It is not a religious organization。
教会不是教义
，It is not a doctrine。
教会不是看得见的有形的这个疆界中间的宗教形式的所有的意思。
It is not a visible form of a church that exists on earth。
教会是那些猛重生的救赎的人所组成敬拜神。彼此相爱传扬福音的那个团体
The church is the assembly whereby those who are saved coming together to worship and to have fellowship and to preach the gospel
所以教会也是基督在地上的身体
And also the church is the body of Christ on the earth
教会有多少呢
How many are the church
教会只有一个
There's only one church
这言论就是单数的 Ecclesia
Ecclesia
The only church
只有一个教会
耶稣基督的教会
That's the church of Jesus Christ
这个教会在地上因为语言因为地区因为文化因为不同的教义着重点同不同意识的表达
This church, because of different languages, culture, and also region, and because of different understanding of the truth,
就有许多不同宗派的表现。
So it expresses in different denominations.
无论什么宗派，
那么在 what denomination，
反正里面真正重生得救的人，都是真教会里面的会员。
In the denomination, all those who are truly Christians have become the member of the church.
那这个真教会。就是耶稣基督的身体
and that true church is the body of Christ
耶稣基督是教会的头
Christ is the head of the church
所以众肢体都连于元首
so all parts of the body come under the headship of him
就像我们的头指挥我们身上所有肢体的功用
like our head control all the functional parts of the body
全世界各时代各种族所有真正属主的人都是耶稣基督所支配、所管理的。
So that in the whole world, upon all ages, in all places, all those are truly Christians are under the control of Christ.
这叫做真教会。
And that's called true church.
教会按本质来说是圣洁的。
In terms of essence, it is holy.
按范围来说是大公的。
In terms of sphere, it's Catholic.
是普世的。
It's universal.
包括所有的万国、万民、万族、万代。里面蒙救赎的人
including those who are saved in all generations and all nations and all races
因为又是圣洁的又是大公的
because the holy and universal
所以我们说我信圣而公的教
and that's why you see that I believe in a holy and Catholic church
你们念四读心经
so when you recite the Apostles' Creed
我信圣灵
I believe the Holy Spirit
我信圣而公的教
I believe the holy and the Catholic church
就是圣洁的因为耶稣的宝血洗净了我们
it is holy because the precious blood of Christ has cleansed us
就是大公的因为包括万民万国万邦得救的人
it is universal because it includes all races and all places of Christians who are saved
圣而公的教会
It is a holy and universal church
一个
The first
这个又叫做无形的教会
Also it's called an invisible church
没有看得见的教会
It is not just that it's visible
那么什么叫做有形的教会呢
What do I say with form of visible
所以我们今天看见这里一个礼拜堂那边一个公会哪边一个宗派里面的基督徒这个是有形的教会
So we see a church or a denomination that this is a visible church
有形的教会受了两个限制
A visible church is limited by two areas
第一个限制就是时间的限制
The first is by time
第二个限制就是空间的限制
The second limitation is by space
所以你用你的眼睛看见这一代的基督徒你就没有办法看见两百年前的基督徒三百年以后的基督徒
So the visible eye will see the Christian church of the today and this generation but I cannot see with the eyes the church of the 200 years ago and 300 years to come
这个叫做时间的限制
And that's what we are limited by time
我在马来西亚看见这个地方的基督徒
In Malaysia I see the church here
你就不能同时用肉眼看见在中国的在苏联的在非洲的在南美洲或者其他地方的基督徒
But with my physical eye I cannot see at the same time the churches in China in Africa in other places
这个叫做空间的限制
And that's called limitation of space
所以我们看见有形的教会受了时间与空间的限制
So we see the visible church is limited by time and space
无形的教会没有时空的限制
But then the invisible church is not limited by time and space
无形的教会是由个别的个人组成的
But invisible church is constituted by individuals
这个不是整体性
Not a totality
那是个别性
But individually,
每一个人真正得救，他就成了这教会里面一
个人。Every individual is truly saved to become a member of this church.
那说你这个人是怎样的人呢
？What kind of man is this?
就是属基督的人。
The one who belongs to Christ.
怎么知道这个人是属基督的
？How do you know that he belongs to Christ?
怎么知道这个人是真教会的分子
？How do you know he's a member of true church?
这就是罗马书第八章。第九节所提出来的总原则
And that's been mentioned by Romans chapter 8 verse 9
人若没有基督的灵就不是属基督
Anyone who doesn't have the spirit of Christ do not belong to Christ
我再念一次
One more time I read
人若没有基督的灵
Anyone who has no spirit of Christ
他就不是属基督
He then does not belong to Christ
这样自用双重的否定式
So that is a double negative
来先告诉我们什么人不是真教会的
Just to proclaim that who is not a true church member
有个人说我受洗了
You say I've been baptized
我就是基督徒了
I'm a Christian
我是牧师的孩子
I'm the son of a pastor
当然是基督徒
Of course I'm a Christian
我已经几代的祖先传下的基督教家庭
I'm born in the few generations of Christians
我绝对是基督徒
Absolutely I'm a Christian Christian?
圣经说不是。
The Bible says no.
如果你没有基督的灵，你就不是属基督。
If you deny Christ's spirit, you do not belong to Christ.
这是一个绝对的原则。
That's an absolute principle.
这是不可讨价还价的原则。
A one which is unbargainable.
这是绝对不妥协的原则。
And cannot be compromised.
所以罗马书第八章第九节是很重要的。
And that's why it's important with chapter 8 verse 9.
人若没有基督的灵，
anyone who doesn't have the spirit of Christ
就不是属基督。
He does not belong to Christ.
哥林多教会有许多争执的事情发生的时候，
the church of Corinth has many disputes.
产生了位分的这个自我认同。
And also they produce a positional identification.
就开始了对自己是不是真基督徒产生一种骄傲起来。
So whether they're true Christians, they feel proud.
有一些人说，我当然是真基督徒。
Some say, of course, I'm a Christian.
因为我是根据保罗传福音而信主的。
Because I was, I believe in Christ because of Paul's preaching.
保罗是正统的使徒。
And Paul is an orthodox apostle.
我是保罗下面的信主的，当然我是真基督徒。
And those who come under him are true Christians.
另外一些人说，保罗是后来才信主。
You say that Paul come later as a Christian. You say,
我跟你不一样的。
I'm different from you.
我是亚波罗传福音的时候我信主。
Because in Apollos preached, I become a Christian.
亚波罗是。我认为比保罗更正统的。
Paul is more orthodox than Paul, you say.
他从前不像保罗曾经逼迫过基督徒。
Because he was not like Paul who has persecuted the church.
所以他过去历史是清白的。
So his past is clean.
只要我在亚波罗手下做基督徒，我才是正统。
So I'm a follower of Apollo, I just am a true Christian, you say.
另外一个就是你们不要吵。
Don't quarrel, said.
亚波罗是不是使徒？没有人承认。
Well, Paul is apostle, no one will acknowledge.
保罗是使徒，是后来人才承认。
Paul is apostle, acknowledged by other people later.
我是在彼得传道的时候信主。
I believe in Christ when Peter preached.
当然，我的彼得比你的保罗跟他的亚波罗更老资格。
Of course, my Peter is more qualified as compared to Paul, Apollo.
所以我才是正统。
So I'm the true orthodox.
所以呢，这样呢，在这个呢，哥林多就先有。三派。
So in the church of Corinth, there are three groups.
我是属保罗。
I belong to Paul.
我是属彼得。
I belong to Peter.
我是属亚波罗。
I belong to Apollo.
后来有些想你输来输去，保罗、亚波罗、这罗那罗。
So they say that you belong to many 罗。
我不属这罗，也不属那罗。
I do not belong to this or that.
所以有一些人说我是属基督的。
I belong to Christ. They say.
我跟你不一样。
I'm different as you do.
你不过属保罗。
You only belong to Paul.
他属彼得。
Oh, Peter.
另外一个属亚波罗。
Oh, Apollo.
我属基督。
I belong to Christ.
哪一个更大？
Who is bigger?
哪一个更大？
Who is bigger now?
你怎么敢把彼得跟耶稣比呢？
How dare you compare Peter with Christ?
你怎么敢亚波罗跟彼得跟耶稣一比呢？
How dare you compare Paul with Christ?
当然耶稣更大。
Of course, but Christ is bigger.
有关于相比的事情啊。
And things and comparisons.
我举个例子给你听
啊。I will make an example.
有一个人挑鸡蛋，鸡蛋，新鲜鸡蛋，设立3块钱。
One who take up this basket of this eggs, saying that the egg are fresh and also 10 for $3.
有个人说三块设立。很便宜哦，
三块十里 ，ten for $3，
很便宜哦。
Oh, very cheap，
在马来西亚是不是算便宜？
差不多了。
我不知道你们鸡蛋的价格。
还有更便宜的。
新鲜鸡蛋3块就可以买十里，我要买。
Fresh eggs are ten for $3 I will buy。
当他要买的时候
，when he wants to buy，
发现旁边有鸡蛋4块钱十里的。
And that one is
4块钱十里。
Ten for $4.
他说这个新鲜的
，this is fresh one，
才三块
，only $3.
那这个为什么四块呢
？How come this $4?
他说这个更新鲜
，more fresh。
这个人气死了。
He was so angry。
新鲜不够，还有更新鲜。
Why you're fresh and fresher？
那么这个为什么有5块的
？What come this one five？ Ten for $5.
最新鲜。
This is the most fresh。
你看 more the red， 刚刚鸡屁股出来。
You see, still warm。
所以呢，这三块设立啊。
So ten for $3
is 新鲜鸡蛋。
It's fresh.
4块设立。
Ten for $4
更新鲜。
Fresher.
5块设立。
Ten for $5
最新鲜的
the most fresh，
所以连新鲜都有等分的，对不对？
So even fresh and beautiful grapes。
所以你回去，爸爸，我买到便宜的新鲜鸡蛋。
So that I have got a very fresh egg which is cheap。
你是新鲜鸡蛋里面最不新鲜的，懂不懂？
It belongs to the least fresh of the fresh。
有一些人骄傲，我比你更不同。我是长老会，你是近亲人，他是什么？我是是保罗，他是变成很傲慢起来了。
So some of them proud because they thought they belong to Christ。
其实没有一个宗派我要好好这个称赞他或者 好批判他。
And there's no one denomination want to critique it or praise it seriously。
一切颂赞归向我们的主上。
Because all praise will go to our Lord。
那么你说唐牧师你要讲什么？
He said what are you going to say Dr. Tong。
我要讲的第四派。
I want to talk about the fourth group。
第四派的人说我属基督。
The fourth group said, "I belong to Christ."
那么那三派全部输给他了。
So all the three group will lose.
我才是保罗，他是基督。
I belong to Paul, he belongs to Christ.
我们这四派里面哪一派最好
？So with this four group, which is the best?、
是基督的最好，是不是
？That which belongs to Christ.
因为基督比保罗大。
Because Christ is bigger than Paul.
比亚波罗大。
And bigger than Apollo.
比这个彼得大。
Bigger than Peter.
是基督最好，对不对
？It's better to belong to Christ then.
是的吗
？Is it so？
是真的吗
？Is it true？
我的看法不一样。
My view is different。
那你要不要知道我的看法呢
？Do you want to know my view？
哥林多教会里面
，Among the Corinthians，
最坏的
，The worst，
就是属基督的
，The one who belongs to Christ。
你说怎么可能
？How is it possible？
基督怎么最坏
？How is it belongs to Christ the worst？
他们这样讲呢，就把那些其他的当作不属基督。
Because when he say in that manner, which in all other do not belong to Christ，
你是保罗。
I belong to Paul.
你
You belong to Paul.
你是彼得
You belong to Peter.
你是亚波罗
You belong to Apollo.
我属基督
But I belong to Christ.
我才属基督
I only belong to Christ.
意思就是你们不属基督
You all do not belong to Christ.
所以这个名称是最好的
That's the best name.
但是自以为自己属基督而别的人都被打入冷宫的人，这种傲慢的态度是最坏的。
But that is the worst for all those who are proud because they thought they belong to Christ and all others do not belong to Christ at all.
什么意思呢？
What do you mean?
你根本不属基督。
You truly do not belong to Christ.
你没有得救。
You are not saved.
我才是得救。
I am the one who truly saved.
那么有没有可能教会有这样的人呢？
Do we have this kind of Christian in the church?
有一些人反对所有的宗派，那他就自己做一个超宗派的派。
There are some denominations that oppose all denominations and the one who super denomination.
你们是宗派。
You belong to denomination.
我不是宗派。
I'm not denominational.
这些人就自己组成一个不派之派。
But they belong to a non-denominational denomination.
没有宗派名称的最骄傲的宗派。
And the proudest denomination without a name of denomination.
他们还是宗派。
They're still denominations.
不承认宗派的宗派。
Only a denomination that denounces denominations.
反对所有宗派的宗派。
A denomination that opposes all denominations.
把自己就把自己当作绝对垄断救恩的一派。
So the one who absolutely monopolized their own salvation.
我们是属基督。
We belong to Christ.
你们不是属基督。
You do not belong to Christ.
保罗听见这些话的时候
，When Paul said all this，
他心中很难过。
He was sad.
所以有一些人说，你看保罗看我们分宗派，他很难过。
So some will say that falsely that we divide the denomination. He feels sad in his heart.
所以我们不要分宗派。
So do not have any denomination
at all.
Then
就到这里来
，We come here。
这里是没有宗派的
，Here without denomination。
这里才是上帝的家
，Here is the Christ。
这里才是基督徒的聚会的地方
，And also assembly of Christ。
这里才是上帝的家
，A one with the God's
Christ。表面上看他们是属基督的
，Outwardly they belong to Christ, they are not spiritual。
他们是统一的
，They are united。
他们是真正的合而为一的
，They're truly united。
但是这些人历史证明最难。以所有其他宗派的基督徒合一的就是这些。
But the history proves to us that this group is the most difficult to be united with other Christians.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为他们认为只有他这一行才是真理，其他里面根本没有可以与他合一的。
Because they thought that only the truth is with them, or all other cannot come to unity with them.
那么唐牧师，请问保罗对这种的看法怎么样呢
？And what's the view of Paul to this, Reverend Tong？
保罗有没有说放下所有的招牌？全部归入属基督那一派吧，我是这样讲。
Did Paul say that renounce all your names and all come to Christ? No.
保罗很严厉地对他们讲一句话。
Very seriously he rebuked them.
若有人自以为是属基督的
，If anyone thought that he belonged to Christ，
他们要想想。 他们是怎样是基督的。
They must think how they belong to Christ.
我们就是怎样是基督。
And how then they will belong to Christ.
保罗不赞成高举人。
Paul did not want us to lift up higher a man.
那保罗算什么？
Who am I as Paul?
亚波罗算什么？
Who is Apollo?
有人撒种，
Some were sowed seeds.
有人浇灌，
Some were watered.
上帝叫他长大。
But it is God who grows them.
所以你因为听亚波罗的道，信耶稣，你不必说你是属亚波罗。
You heard about Paul. Apollo's preaching. You don't have to say that you belong to Apollo.
你因为受彼得的洗，你不必说你是属彼得。
And because you're baptized by Peter, but you don't have to say that I belong to Peter.
你是保罗在。这个培灵的事情上建立你的信仰，你不必说你是属保罗。
Is it because Paul established a truth, but you do not have to say that I belong to Paul?
对了，所以不可以属这里属那里，要属基督。
So you belong to this or that, you must belong to Christ, you say.
保罗说，那你自以为你属基督吗？
You think you belong to Christ?
你想说你是怎样属基督？
How did you belong to Christ?
我们又是怎样属基督？
And how did we belong to Christ?
所以那些自称自己是属基督而轻看其他的人的人是骄傲的，是不属灵的，是犯上了一个分裂教会最大的毛病。
For those who announce that they belong to Christ, they are the one who divide the church who are proud.
中国教会历史就有这样的人。
In the Chinese history, there are this kind of people.
他们用宗派精神。
They use the spirit of a denomination
去反宗派。
Oppose denomination.
他们用神学精神。
They use the theological spirit
去反神学。
To oppose theology.
组织精神。
They use the spirit of organization
去反组织。
To oppose organization.
这变成最狭窄无宗派名声。The 绝对宗派主义
and that become the narrowest, absolute spirit, the denominationalism of this spirit without a name or denomination.
今天特别要提到这一方面
I especially want to mention this today.
讲那些话的保罗
because Paul who talked about that
在这里把这总原则的第九节提出来
Here in verse 9, he talked about the principle of it.
人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督。
He who does not have the spirit of Christ does not belong to Christ.
是一个人属基督是根据怎样的标准
？So when you say you belong to Christ, with what standard you measure yourself?
一个人属基督是根据怎样的这个记号
？When you belong to Christ, what sign do you have?
属基督的真正的内涵原则是什么
？What's the true content and principle for you to belong to Christ?
圣灵是不是？在你心中
Only whether the Holy Spirit dwells in your heart
所以这就开始了第八章很重要的教义就是圣灵内住的基督教的教义
That begins a very important teaching of the Holy Spirit dwelling within us as a Christian
The indwelling of the Holy Spirit
圣灵内住在我们心里面
This is the most important Christian life victorious secret
这乃是基督徒得胜生活最重要的秘诀
This is verypractical doctrine of Christian spiritual living
也是一个基督教的属灵观念非常实际性的
圣灵住在我们里面
The Holy Spirit indwelling in us
圣灵居住在我们里面
indwelling in us
所以这样就变成不但圣灵论的问题也变成圣徒的地位的真正的含义的问题
Not only talk about doctrine of Holy Spirit also the true content and meaning of us as a Christian
在这一些希腊的哲学所教导的真理是什么呢
Prior to this, the teaching of the Greek philosopher is
他们的思想到底我这个身体跟我里面的心灵之间的关系是什么
What's the relationship of this body and my spirit, they said
我
I
所谓我
The I said
是什么呢
What is that
有一个人叫做 Howard Williams
A person called Howard Williams
就是曾经在中国传道几十年
He has been preaching in China for decades
他年老退休的时候八十几岁
When he was all retired about 80 plus
我在 Philadelphia 的郊外特别去访问他
In the Philadelphia, in the suburb area, I went to visit him
那个时候可能他已经八十六岁了
He was 86 maybe
而他的太太可能是92、93岁
His wife maybe at 92 or 93
两夫妇退休的时候住那个小房子
So that old couple retires in a small house
因为他们曾经在中国几十年
Because they have been in China for decades
所以我特别去看他
So I especially visited them
他又年老的时候用自己很少的钱印了一份杂志
And using their own retired small amount of money they have they printed a magazine
叫做 OK 杂志
OK magazine
我不知道你们有没有看过
I don't know whether I've read that or not
专告诉许多中国人科学家哲学家化学家天文学家什么家加加加 加信主的经验。
It's just to tell the experiences of those who are scientists, those who are very famous in different areas, become Christians.
都有一些学者信主的经验。
So every Israel magazine, they have the testimony of these people.
所以对中国知识分子产生一个启发。
So to the intellectual of Chinese, they have the inspiring kind of work.
从前信主的都是笨人。
Because in the past, those who believe in Christ are those who are not so educated.
有学问，有科学，新时代知识分子没有几个人信主。
Those who are intellectual will not have many to come to Christ.
后来呢，他递了这个杂志呢，很多基督教的学者开始看。
So because of that magazine, a lot of Chinese intellectuals read that magazine.
他们大概在十年前离开世界。
So about 10 years ago, they left me with the Lord.
有的人跟他讨论信仰的问题。
Some discuss with them about faith.
他老人家说，你有没有灵魂啊？
And the old man said, do you have spirit?
那些人就没有，没有灵魂。
Oh, no, we don't have.
那请问你在哪里啊？
Where are you now? I asked.
他说我在这里。
I'm here. He said.
这个不是你，这是你的胸膛。
It's not you. That is the breast.
他说我。
I.
那不是你，是你的鼻子。
That's your nose. Not I.
他说我。
I where?
那老人家说这不是你，是你的身体。
That's not you. That's your body.
请问你在你的哪里？
Where is you in the you?
那么那个人就我就不知道在哪里。
So he doesn't know where to point to now.
所以他说你就是那个里面的那个灵魂。
You is the spirit that's with you.
所以人家问你在哪里，说我在这里，那是你的鼻孔。
So when they say people ask where are you, you point to the nose. That's your nose.
你在哪里？说你这个是你的胸膛。
Where are you? This is a chest.
所以那些人跟他讲的没有办法，就想真的有灵魂哦。
Or they say yes, there must be a spirit then.
我们里面有个我。
There is an I within us.
那个我是这个吗？
That I is this one.
如果是这个的话，
if this is one,
当我的手撞成巨段的时候。我里面的我也少了一部分了，没有。
When my hand has been severe because of accidents, has I lost a part of it?
当一个人全身残废的。
When a person is totally disabled,
里面的自尊还是完全的。
The self honor is still complete.
当我们整个身体快要溃烂的时候。
When our body collapses,
如果我们自己还有自救的话。
If we still are conscious,
我们会自己可怜自己。
We will have self-pity.
我的身体怎么变成这样？
My body, how can we change this?
特别是肝癌死的人。
Especially those who die of liver cancer. And the day before he died.
还很清楚地知道自己以后应当怎样才能处理一切的事。
He still be so clear in mind.
头脑清醒得不得了。
Really clear with the mind.
但是一天一天看自己的身体衰败。
So day by day, he sees that his body now
is
deteriorated. And he has self-pity.
这个身体没有办法。
He cannot do anything with the body.
因为自身你要把它带到死亡的地步。
Because this body wants to bring him to death.
我有一个同工。
I have a co-worker.
他肝癌死了。
He died of liver cancer.
死以前几个钟头。
A few hours before he died.
吩咐他的太太坟墓这么做，这字要这么写，这怎么样安排，插花的地方在哪，讲得清清楚楚。几个钟头就死了。
He have a very clear instruction to the wife how to build the tomb.
所以这表示人里面的心灵，
which is the spirit within us,
外面的身体，
the body outside,
完全不同的两个。
It's totally two things.
所以当一个人想我的身体或者灵魂的关系是什么的，
when a man think about the relationship of his body and spirit,
思想的哲学里面几个最大的课题之一，
he's pondering about a few very important topics in philosophy.
世界所有伟大的宗教，
and all great religions in the world,
都会讨论这个课题，
they'll discuss on this.
世界最伟大的人生哲学家，
all great philosophers of life,
都曾思想这个问题，
they have thought through this problem.
世界最深的文化，
and the deepest culture in the world,
有一些这样事情的教导，
they have this kind of teaching in them.
所以希腊哲学就有个教导。
So the Greek philosophy has this teaching.
这教导
The teaching is
Soma Sema Theory.
It's called Soma Sema.
希腊文的 Soma 是什么呢？
What's the Soma in Greek?
就是身体。
The body.
希腊文的 Sema 是什么？
The Sema in Greek.
就是监牢。
The prison.
所以这个理论怎么讲呢？
What is this teaching?
人的身体就是人的灵魂的监牢。
He said our body is a prison to our spirit.
换一句话说，我的灵魂被魂守在我这个身体的里面。
Which means my this spirit is being imprisoned in this body.
我们里面的理想，
our ideals,
受有限的身体捆绑
is being limited by our body.
我里面的自由
my freedom,
受有限的体力限制
bound by our strength.
所以看自己的身体
when I see my body,
这是我的监牢
this is my prison, they say.
你说我什么时候离开监牢呢
when would I leave this prison?
当你死的时候
when you die,
你就脱离监牢自由了
you leave this prison to be set free.
没有身体的灵魂是怎样的呢
but the spirit with that body, what is it?
他们就从这里想到另外一个身体的需要
so they talk about the need of another body
进到另外身体里面
so it comes to another body
希腊哲学里面的 soma sema theory
so the soma sema theory in the Greek
西方唯一的一种轮回学说
it is the only reincarnation teaching in the West
东方的印度教
whatever is Hinduism
特别是东方的佛教
as well Buddhism in the East
就代表东方人轮回的思想
it represents the Eastern the teaching of reincarnation
死了以后你就变成进到另外一个身体
when you die you enter in another body
或者更高等级
whether it's of higher level
或者更低等级
what of lower categories
再活一次
When you read one more time,
变成一只牛
maybe become a cow,
可能你变成一只狗
or a dog,
可能你变成一只老鼠
or a mouse.
那么西方的轮回跟东方的轮回不同的地方
the theory of reincarnation of the East and West the difference is,
他们没有清楚地提到变成哪一种等级的身体
They do not very clearly teach what kind of category you reincarnate to.
阳间跟阴间一个永不停止的轮回。
And that is the cycling of those who belong to the Hades and also to the present world.
这是毕达哥拉斯的思想。
That's the Pythagoras teaching.
毕达哥拉斯的思想后来影响了苏格拉底跟柏拉图两大哲学家。
Pythagoras later on influenced Plato and Aristotle.
所以希腊哲学对身体虽然知道它很美，知道它很有艺术价值。形成了对希腊雕刻人体最完美形象的一个时代
To the Western world, even though the body has an artistic value, is the most beautiful
但是你注意整个希腊雕像的文化里面
But if you watch about the Greek and this sculpture
没有一种精神面向永恒超越的可能性
There is no possibility of this spirit to transcend time facing eternity
他们停在纯粹自然美的凝默的地步里面
They only but to the cease in this greater which of artistic value
This only an imitation of the natural image beauty 除此以外没有别的价值
Other than that the beauty of the imitation of nature there's no other value
整个希腊雕像的美指向什么地方没有真正的方向
The beauty of the Greek sculpture has no pointing to the eternity
整个希腊文化就像一个雕塑像一个塑胶的那种死性的不是动性的是定性的那种捆锁的价值
So this Greek culture is only by the constraint in this plastic kind of beauty
美得不得了
It's so beautiful
但是没有动力
But there's no dynamic in it
没有盼望
There's no hope
没有永恒性
There's no eternity in it
这是希腊艺术一个很大的缺陷
And that is the shortcoming of the Greek sculpture
艺术的背后是哲学
Because behind art is the philosophy
哲学的背后是人最高的理想的表达
Behind philosophy is the highest manifestation of man's ideals
人自己对自己完全无知的解释
When men to explain themselves in their ignorance
因为没有神的启示没有办法突破犯罪以后堕落陷的范围
Apart from the revelation of God man cannot escape from this fallenness of mankind
这个身体是什么呢
So what is body
我们的第七章最后已经讲我真苦啊谁能救我脱离这取死的身体
At the end of chapter 9 we say the wretched we are who can deliver me from this body of death
第八章告诉我们人若有基督的灵他就是基督了
And chapter 8 says that he who has the spirit of Christ belongs to Christ
所以这里就提到一个很重要很重要的警戒
Here it makes a very important sphere
什么警戒呢
What kind of sphere is that
圣灵住在你里面你这个身体应当怎样
When Holy Spirit dwells in you what kind of body will come
这是希腊哲学没有的
This something is lacking in the philosophy of the West
希腊哲学里面只有伟大的人的心灵但是受身体捆绑
And the great philosophy or have a great spirit is bounded by this body.
所以基督教圣灵论这个思想
So this doctrine of Holy Spirit in Christianity
整个人类文化里面一个绝对伟大的突破
There is a very absolute great breakthrough in culture
所以宗教没有办法 周到的境界。
It is a realm where the other religion cannot reach.
因为神与人同在。
Because God is with us.
就是基督道成肉身，成为以马内利的事实。
Through Christ Jesus incarnated to be a fact of being with us.
基督到这个世界上来。整个人类的历史有一个新的开始。
When Christ Jesus comes to the world, there's a new beginning of human history.
但是当圣灵住在一个人心里的时候
，But when Holy Spirit indwells in us,
这个个人才真正有一个新的开始。
That individual now has a true beginning.
人若没有基督的灵
，Without the Spirit of Christ,
就不是属基督。
You do not belong to Christ.
这句话的反面是什么
？And the reverse of this statement is
圣灵。住在你里面
，because Holy Spirit dwells in you，
所以你是属基督。
So you belong to Christ。
啊，你要看每一个有圣灵的人都是属基督。
So everyone who has Holy Spirit belongs to Christ must see。
保罗说，若有人自以为自己是属基督
，So Paul said if you feel that you belong to Christ，
他要想想他是怎样属基督。
He must first think how did he become to belong to Christ。
我们又是怎样属基督
？And then how did we come to belong to Christ？
怎么知道我是属基督
？How do we know I belong to Christ？
因为基督的灵。
Because the Spirit of Christ dwells in us.
基督的灵住在我里面。
If the Spirit of Christ dwells in me,
这就表示我变成圣灵的居所。
Which means I am now a dwelling place of the Spirit.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
这样大的荣耀。
Such a great glory.
I am not a prison for my spirit.
我不是我自己灵魂的监狱。
My body is not a bondage for my soul.
我的身体也不是灵魂的捆绑。
My body could be the temple.Of the Spirit of God，
我的身体可以成为神的灵的殿。
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord。
我们常说礼拜堂就是圣殿。
Many times we say that the church building is a temple。
真的吗
？Is that true？
圣经从来没有说聚会的房子变成圣殿。
The Bible never said that the place whereby you assemble to worship become the temple of the Lord。
因为聚会的房子是用木头、用石头做的。
Because the building whereby we come to worship is built with stone and wood。
圣灵不需要一个木头的房子住。
The Holy Spirit doesn't need a place of wood。
但是圣灵喜欢住在我们心里。
But He delights to dwell in us。
因为我们是按照上帝的形象样式。
Because we are created after image and likeness of God。
我们有神的形象。
We have God's image。
我们有神的样式。
We have God's likeness。
我们不但可以像神
，Not only we can be like God，
我们可以让神居住
，That we can have God to dwell in us。
真正的圣殿不是礼拜堂
，So a true temple is not a church building。
真正的圣殿就是你们
，A true temple is you。
你们的身体
，Your body
就是圣灵的殿
，Is the temple of the Holy Spirit。
你们的身体就是上帝的殿
，Because your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit
of God。
Of God，
所以你们的身体就是上帝。借着基督的灵居住的地方。
So your body is a place whereby God through the Holy Spirit dwells in you。
好，现在你再想想看。
So now you ponder。
因为一个懒惰人住的房子一定脏得不得了。
A house dwelled by a lazy person will be dirty。
所以很多神学院、很多宿舍有人客来都是带人客去看女生宿舍，很少带。
Many of these Bible seminary when there's a visitor, they bring this visitor to the ladies' dorm, not to the men's dorm.
因为女生宿舍都很整齐的。
Because ladies' dorm are well kept.
男生宿舍，哎呀。
And men's dorm.
我的天哪。
Sad to say, my God.
一个袜子在地上，一个在橱子上。
You have a sock, one on the floor, one on top of the cupboard.
好几件衣服挂在那里。一个礼拜洗一次。
And a few clothing hung there a few weeks without washing.
有一些人脏得不得了。
Some are so dirty.
懒得不得了。
So lazy.
这懒的衣服两个月不洗。
They have whole basket of clothing without going to laundry for 2 months.
一洗再用两个月。
So when they wash again, they will last for another 2 months.
清洁一天脏59天。
So they're clean for 1 day and dirty for 59 days.